Hello, my friends. Thank you for joining me. Today's insight is the following. All biological organisms have their own unique bandwidth of sensory experience. I've already mentioned to you before that each biological organism has its own bandwidth of experience. Bats, birds, insects, honeybees, mammals, they all have their own bandwidth of experience, of course, with leaky margins, in that if you have a pet dog or a cat, you don't know what the dog is seeing in terms of color or shape or what the dog is hearing. Does the bark of a dog sound the same to a dog as it sounds to you? We don't know, because it has a different brain, different nervous system. So let's explore this a little further. With this major insight, all biological organisms have their own unique bandwidth of sensory experience. Experience defines us all, and since we are tuned in to only one bandwidth of reality, let's call it the me channel. Everything that you're seeing right now is being broadcast by you as a conscious being, and you're basically watching the show that you call life on the me channel. If our identity is the me channel, then our identity is also narrow. Other living beings are tuned into different bandwidths, giving them an existence we can barely imagine. But humans can change the channel at will. So you, as a conscious being, have the remote control that can change the channel at will. What you call everyday reality is as narrow as your awareness of your perceptions and your interpretation of your perceptions. When you wake up from human to metahuman, you are tuned in to the entire bandwidth. At that level, reality is unlimited. Because consciousness, being formless, is infinite. That which has a form is finite. It doesn't matter how big the form is or how small the form is. If it has a form, then it's finite. But if it doesn't have a form, it's infinite. And you as consciousness are a formless being. So now today, just let's change the bandwidth to just another bandwidth. And this is the bandwidth of birds. Today, listen to bird song if you can. Either actually to real birds in nature, you can even get a recording of bird song, a recording of nature sounds. And this is a different bandwidth of reality. Bird song is a different bandwidth of reality. Each bird is telling a story as it sings. And by the way, usually it's a love story, because the bird songs are mating songs, all of them. Bird songs communicate information from parent to chick. Bird song announces the limits of territory. Bird song attracts a mate. It signals danger and identifies which species the bird belongs to. Pretty interesting, right? The bird channel is a whole different channel. Notice that you don't understand a single thing that's happening on the bird channel. Today, ask yourself, why is it important to tune into other channels? Just as an interesting story, I once met a woman who is a neuroscience student, and she was doing a thesis on interspecies communication. And one day she said, let me give you a demonstration. And so I was at some resort in Arizona, and we sat down on a bench, and she told me that she was going to summon a bird onto her lap. And within 5 minutes, sure enough, a bird landed on her lap. She stroked the bird, and then she let it fly back again. So she was tuned into the bird channel. And I asked her, did you speak to this bird in bird language? And she said, no, I went to that place where we both speak the same language, and I just asked it to come. I said, what is that place where we all speak the same language? You, me, and even birds. And that place is silence. So before language arises, before a word arises, or a sound arises, or animal language arises, or bird language, there's silence. Silence is the common background of all languages. So she said, I went to that place where we speak the language of silence, and then I asked it to come to me. I said, in English or in bird language? She said, just intention, without language. So now you know that intention and attention are the key to switching channels. You want to switch your channel from the me channel to another channel, go into silence. And from there, put your attention and your attention into the channel you want to tune into. I hope you're getting it, my friends. This is very exciting. We're expanding our range of experience and therefore expanding our range of consciousness. We're changing our reality from human reality to meta reality.